the Swedish monitor John Ericsson. Monitors were a revolutionary ship type invented by John Ericsson during the American Civil War. This is their story. In 1862, the American Civil War was at its height. Hampton Roads on the East Coast was under the control of the Confederate States. The harbor was blockaded by Union ships who simply lay at anchor, preventing access by sea. The armored Confederate steamship, Virginia, often called the Merrimack, as that was her previous name, suddenly arrived at Hampton Roads. She had long-range artillery, her wooden hull was sheathed in iron, and she also had a ram. Using these advantages, the Virginia could destroy the Union ships by gunpowder, but also by ramming right into them, sinking them. The Virginia was a serious threat to the Union states, who saw ship after ship sunk. On the morning of the 9th of March, 1862, the Virginia reappeared on the Hampton Roads to continue wreaking havoc among the northern ships. But then, suddenly, what her captain described as a raft with a cheese dome on it appeared. This was a monitor, or actually the monitor, the first of its kind of a new military vessel. The name monitor soon after became the name of the ship type itself. The monitors were invented by the Swedish immigrant John Ericsson, and they were built in New York for the Union States. The monitors were low-going, ironclad ships propelled by steam-driven propellers, a new invention developed to perfection by Ericsson and his partners. But that was not all. She also had a rotating, round gun tower positioned centrally on her top deck. By our standards, rotating the gun was a slow and tedious business. The whole tower had to be lifted up by steam power from its central jack, then turned, and then lowered again. But slow and tedious are relative terms. The crew of the Virginia took a much longer time of 15 minutes to turn the entire ship around, and her guns were positioned along her sides, like almost all warships of the time. So, the Virginia sets out towards the monitor, firing all her guns on one side. 15 minutes later, she has managed to complete her turn and is able to fire the guns on the other side. After this, she must reload. In the meantime, the monitor simply lies in the middle of the battlefield, turning her gun tower to track the Virginia wherever she goes. A great amount of firepower was unleashed during this battle, but both ships had extraordinary strong protective armor. The Virginia was shielded from above by a double layer of railway rails, and her guns protruded from under this thick shield. The monitor's wooden hull, on the other hand, was covered by thick steel plates all the way down to the waterline, and her large gun tower also had a thick shield. Many cannonballs found their target that day, and the two ships were heavily dented, but nothing could break through Monitor's shield. The naval guns of the time simply weren't strong enough to penetrate this kind of steel armor. After 3 hours of fighting, the Virginia retreated from the scene, probably because she suffered from engine trouble. But the first ship to leave has lost the battle, and the Monitor was celebrated as the winner of the Battle of Hampton Roads.